Longtime former Maryland Senator and Congressman Paul Sarbanes has died at the age of 87. He spent some 30 years in both chambers and played a key role in the impeachment efforts against President Richard Nixon. But he was also a Salisbury native whose parents immigrated from Greece. We caught off with Comptroller Peter Franchot to talk about his legacy.
It's the passing of one of the nicest people I ever have met, either in politics or in just ordinary life. He just was a very kind, old-school gentleman who took an intense interest in people, particularly young people. And, you know, I try to emulate it, but I'm not half as good as Paul Sarbanes.
What do you think his impact has been in terms of the Eastern Shore and Maryland in general?
Well, the Eastern Shore, he's a native son, and he's very well regarded in Salisbury. I know he got back all the time to visit, and his family obviously has strong roots there. So I think people will remember him as a genuinely person of high character and someone that they could count on. But also, as I said, he just had a personal touch that I think is very, very rare these days. I know he took my son, who's now 36 or so. Nick accompanied me to some political things where Senator Sarbanes was, and the senator took a personal interest in him, always remembered his name, always asked him about his career, how things were going, and my son felt like he was a very important person when he was talking to Senator Sarbanes. So hats off to the senator, and we'll miss him dearly, but you know, his son, John, is a wonderful member of Congress, and Michael is a son who's involved in all sorts of public service. I'm not sure what Janet, his daughter, is doing, but I'm sure it's something that's incredibly useful to Maryland.
One of the things, by the way, that I was reminded about this morning was that he was on the Judiciary Committee when they moved to recommend impeachment of Richard Nixon, and in drafting up, I think, one of the articles.
Well, it certainly is relevant to this day when the president was impeached, but yes, he wrote the first article of impeachment of Richard Nixon, but it was always his demeanor and his presentation. He wasn't like me, impulsive, emotional, kind of like, you know, everybody's saying, geez, what's he lighting his hair on fire about today? No, he was a complete, rational, functioning adult who happened to be a great lawyer. In his first term, was on the Judiciary Committee that passed the Articles of Impeachment. He wrote the first article of impeachment for obstruction of justice. And how relevant is that, frankly, today as we struggle with what's going on in Washington right now?
Finally, what do you think he would have thought or did think about the kind of atmosphere that we're living through today as opposed to the kind of atmosphere that he certainly legislated in most of his life?
I'm sure that he would be appalled at all the things that have gone on in the last 4 years, but so are a lot of people. The difference is that he would look at them through this incredibly deep and rich mental ability he had to somehow connect with other people in a calm way about what needed to be done. And I always say I wish I were more like him, because we need that kind of quiet leader.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, the passing of former Senator Paul Sarbanes. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.